Hello, hello. I think we're going to get this thing started. That's the enthusiasm I like to hear. Woo! Woo, poetry. Hey, thanks for coming out. I'm sorry, I just got back from vacation, so I'm exhausted right now. And I was at the zoo all day with my kids, so also very, very tiring experience. They were wonderful. They loved it. But it was a lot of walking. And it's all uphill at the zoo these days. Anyway, that's none of your concern. That's my issue. That'll be in my next collection of poetry entitled Going to the Zoo with My Toddler Kids. Look for it next year. So thanks for coming out tonight. It's the 50th season of Hemingway's. We're excited about that. We're in the home stretch now. It's tonight, and there's just one more, the finale after this. And then we'll have clocked 50 years, according to Jimmy. So let's applaud Jimmy Savetic for that. Thanks so much for coming out. We really appreciate you guys for following us from Hemingway's in Oakland to White Whale to here. This is the furthest out we've been from Oakland. And I know when we were first in discussions of moving the series here, we were worried, would people come this far out? You just never know. And we're just so happy that so many of our favorite faces and a lot of new faces have joined in to come to these readings this year. It's meant a lot to us. And we really, really appreciate you guys. We appreciate this guy over here, Don Stricka. Poetry recordist right there, Don right there, and Scott. Scott. Scott gets plenty of attention. Thank you for following us here. I know a lot of folks out here are also writers and have done readings. I've seen a lot of you read in other places, and it's always an interesting experience coming to a new room to try to read and connect with an audience. Some rooms just don't work for people. Some rooms are wonderful. I think the first space I was in doing a reading where I felt like, yeah, this feels like home, was Modern Formations up in Garfield, the gallery up there that Jen Kenio ran for many, many years. I personally don't like reading out, but I loved reading there. It always felt just so warm and homey, and it was just home. So I feel this space a very similar vibe here, that it's a very comfortable space. I've been drinking here for years, so I knew it was comfortable, but I never had to like read anything in the space. I never had to work here. But it's been wonderful. Hop Farm has been so kind to us and so generous, and Herb and Carly out at the bar are just wonderful to have and work with. Matt Gowan's the owner. He's a beautiful guy. I've known him for a very long time, and he was so enthusiastic to have Hemingway's here and to have a dedicated poetry event in his space. He's just been so supportive of that. So I also want to thank Jen Ashburn, before I forget. Jen filled in for me last time. I couldn't be here. Thank you so much, Jenny. Thank you for that. Okay, so to thank Hop Farm, I'm going to read a beer poem tonight. And then Joan's going to come up and give you the business. But first, this is by the poet Gerald Loughlin. And funnily enough, it's entitled Beer. So see if you can pick up on the subtext. It takes a lot to get you there, but it won't kill you either. Kids like it. The foam makes a fine mustache. When they go to sleep, they dream of goofy pink dragons and slippery little smiling fish. To the adolescent, it is the first taste of the earth's bitterness. He has to pretend it gets him high. He is afraid it will give him zits, and maybe it will. He gives it to his girl and thinks it is because of it she gives herself to him. She doesn't like the taste of it and never will. She doesn't have the thirst for it. She is afraid it will give her a gut, and maybe it will. Eventually, she'll be a little insulted when it's offered her, and probably should be. But the best of friendships are formed over it. It helps men speak to each other, a difficult thing these days. It lets men sing without embarrassment of Auld Lang Syne and of the sheep that went astray somewhere along the line. It goes excellently with pool and pickled eggs. Ask those guys over there with the eggs. Yeah, they'll tell you. Beef jerky and baseball games. Contrary to popular opinion, it is good for the kidneys, affords them exercise. It is good for all the appetites. We all go beyond it. We always come back to it. It is the friend who eases us through our philosophies. It is the friend we talk to about our women or men, the one who agrees with us that they are not all that important. It restores our courage in the face of cowardly sobrieties. It laughs with us at our most serious poems, weeps at our pratfalls. It remembers us. It takes us back. Finally, this blessed beer, it eases us towards sleep. Thank you. And here comes Joan.